We are learning Masechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Daled, Lamed Aleph, and we are beginning five lines on the bottom of Vav Gimel Amud Beis. We established that in order to be chayiv, the carbon Shavuos Eidus has to be about mammon. You're asking the Eidim who comes to Eidus about a tvias mammon. Someone wants to be mitzi mammon, someone wants to take out money from someone. But let's say there was a murder, Chas V'Shalom, and you have two Eidim on that. You can't have a Gidom carbon Shavuos Eidus. I'm forcing Edom that saw a murder, saw a znus. That does no such thing. Now, how do we know? The pasuk doesn't say anything about money. The pasuk says, "V'shama kol Allah, ra yada." Doesn't say anything about which type of tvi it is. And we already had three pshatim. We had already the pshat of Rabbi Eliezer. The pshat is because it says oy oy oy, and it says in a different place oy oy oy, but she was pekadon. Just like there's a moment, here's a moment. The first pshat, second pshat is Rabbi Kiva's pshat says achas me'ela yesh me'ela shuchayv yesh me'ela shupater, and third pshat Rabbi Glili says that it says vu'ed or ra'ah yada, something that's possible to have re'iyah or yediyah, you know, separately, which is by mammon. And the Gemara is elaborating on all these things on daf lamed aleph. But we're continuing the brayso with the fourth pshat. Shimon Oimer chayv kan chayv begadon. You find the chayv carbon here by edus, and you find by begadon. By the way, it's the same carbon, both of them are elv yared. The what we find here, chayiv yichayiv, are they both carbon oil of yared? The answer is no. Oil of yared only by edus, and by pekadon it's a chayiv asham actually. Just keep that in mind, the chayiv asham or the chaymish is a whole different thing, but they both have a chayiv carbon at least. So, nem oim chayiv, kam chayiv pekadon, malahal, nem dabel of tiyas mamon, just like by pekadon, so what tiyas mamon, avkan, nem dabel of tiyas mamon. Va'oid, we didn't want manatino, it's a kava chaymer. Ma pekadon, shuas ha pekadon, shuasa by noshim ka anoshim. It's the same halacha if the person who swears is a lady or a man. Kroivim kirachaykim. It can be relatives, not relatives. Psulim kiksherim. They're all the chayiv carbon. If they make a shua on a tvias mama in there, when someone asks them for money, say, I don't have the money, and I swear I don't have the money, you bring a carbon, asham. And v'chayiv, now on top of v'chayiv, akol achas, v'achas, mefnei bezin, shlo mefnei bezin. V'chayiv on each shua, say, before bezin, say, not before bezin, v'chayiv on each shua. And still, he has all these chumras that it's noig everywhere and everyone. Ain't a medav el but fias mamo and soy money. Eidos, the carbon of eidos shloy also by noshim ka noshim. Ladies are not chayav carbon eidos. You know why? Because they can't say eidos. And you know, krayvim kerechaykim and dear krayvim are not like rechaykim because they can't say eidos. Psulim not like shem. And vein the chayav al achas mei bezdin. Only chayav one. If you chayav in front of bezdin, you make seven shvuas. How many kavanas chayav one? So it's not as chomer as pekadon. Ain't a din shloim and davar to his mamon. Of course, I'm going to his mamon. That was his kavah chomer. He had a kavah chomer and a mamatzinu. So that was. That's what Reb Shimon says. So therefore, we know to his mamon. So the brayso goes further, and he says, "What do you mean? I have a pircha. Mal pekadon shkein loy also by mushba kenishba umezid kashagik." We know there's two things that are unique to shua say this. First of all, it's even by mezid they bring carbon, which is not normal. And also, there's mushma piacherev. My pekadon doesn't have it. Now, that's what we're assuming. Okay, carbon doesn't have it. But pekadon doesn't have these things, these two things. So, toimar be'edos, shekin also by mushma kenishba or mezid kashagig. Edos has this milo where it's mushma kenishba or mezid kashagig. So you can't say kavu chaim because you have a pircha. So tamaloyma techta techta gzer shava. Stag gzer shava. Nema kan techta. It says you have a nefesh gesechta v'shama kol ala. Menema lahalom techta. Ma lahalom enem da be'al b'tvias mama. And just like later on by Shavuos Pekadon. It's talking about tvias mama. And av kan enem da be'al b'tvias mama. It's talking about tvias mama. Ad kan the braiso that brings down four pshatim. How we know that Shavuos Eidus, the carbon on Shavuos Eidus, is talking about tvias mama. So now we're going to go discuss each mandiyama. First, we'll start with the first mandiyama, Rabbi Eliezer. Now, then it says, oi, 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 by Pekadon, and it says, oi, 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 over here. So we doubt you, and that's Tfias Mamon. Maskevo Rabbahu Ba'ula. If you look in the same parasha of the next pasuk of Shvua Seid, this next pasuk was Shvua's Bitui. That's for Grah, three psukim later, but in Shvua's Bitui it says, like this, also says, oi, oi. Maskevo Rabbahu, oi, oi, Bitu Yechichu. Shehein oyin v'yesh imam shvua ve'ein imam koyin, like we saw Saita and all the examples, they had a koyin, he no koyin umedabrim shloi b'tvias mamon, and it's even not b'tvias mamon. It says by shvua's bitu oy nefesh kisishav alavatim b'savsayim l'ra oy lehetiv. It says twice oy there. And there it's not talking about dafka tfiras mamon. So why don't we learn from there, right? Mamish in the same parasha. And a few people come away. So Mar says, oy oy biti yichichu shein oyin b'yashimam shvoyinam kayin. Shaloi b'tvias mamon. So why do we go to Shuvas of Kadon? Let's bring a right from here. Could be even without tvias mamon. So the Gemara, Mistabram b'kadon havel melef. It makes sense. Learn out from b'kadon. Why? Shekein techta metechta. It's techta from techta. Break the Gemara. Adra, I'm a bitu havel melef. Shekein chatos v'chatos. They're both the karm chatos. Masha enkein b'kadon is a chi of asham. So it makes more sense to learn out from bitu. Now, when it said techta techta, what did that mean? What? Right, so you're asking, you thought Techta means Zera Shava. That's the thing. So that's the Pasuk Baz Pshat, but like that's what Rashi says actually. Rashi says the fourth wide line from the top. It says, Shteim Siv Techta Zera Shava. Zakhtav Kibeg and Gilian Ashas. Tamuali. Hakoya Rabbeleazed. Loyolof Metechta Techta. And he Mamash asks his Kasha, and he therefore says, what Mamash means is a Gilu Milsa. He doesn't have a Zera Shava. He means Techta Techta. It's like a Gilu Milsa. So here, about to go into Oyin Oyin. But where do you go take the oyoy from? She was bitu you here, as we say. Here it makes sense because by b'kadon they both say techta, and it makes sense to learn out the oyoy from she was bitu because they're both chatos. That's what the nidin over here is. We're not talking zera shavu. We mean because the gilu milsa ba'alma. That's how Rabbi Kivega learns. So Ella, so shaila is so where do you go oy from? Do you learn oy from she was b'kadon, or you learn out oy from bitu she was bitu? El Mustabram Kodnav Lamelaf Shekain, it has five things. It has Chait, which means Chait means it's Techta Techta, and that's learned from Pekodim. It has Bemezid, he holds that Yechayiv Mezid a carbon by Shuvas Pekodim. It has Tave Vikafre, which is there's a Tviya and a denying. Va'avre, and it's Lushavar, and it's Lushavar. It's sort of four or five things. Depends if you count Tavi Vikafri as one. So it has four or five similarities. So it has the Adarav, Mabitu Havel Melef, because it has similarities also. Shekin Chatos. They are both our Chatos. Lafuke, Pekodin, which is Asham. Sheyarda, they're both Oyla Vyayrid. Lafuke, there, that's Asham, it's a Kavua. And Lechaymish, they both don't have Chaymish. Mashayin, Zaykim, Shuzgun has Chaymish. When it says Hara Confusion, this is more. So you want to know where to learn the Oyim from. You make a gilim, you know where you learn it from? You learn it from Pekadoin, because Pekadoin is more similar than Shuas Bitu. Because Pekadoin has four or five things similar, Mashenke and Shuas Bitu only has three things that are similar. Next Mandiyama, Rakiva. Rakiva, Mevahoyik Yeshem La'achas Me'ela. So Hidarshin, Me'ela, it says not all of them, only some of them, Yechayiv Shuas Edis. So Yesh Me'ela Shuachayiv, Yesh Me'ela Shuapater. How do you know? Okay, it's not. Which one? Which? Okay, it's a tavu mama in chayiv, tavu davacha pater. V'tayveh mama in chayiv, davacha yepater. Now, how in the world do we know it goes that way? Epachana. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe tavu mama is no chayiv and everything else is a chayiv. How do you know? The Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, a oyin the Rabbi Eliezer samach. He's samach on the oyin of Rabbi Eliezer. And then but the only problem is, then if you say that, and that's what you say meila, so then what are you adding on exactly? So you hold exactly like Rabbi Eliezer. So what's the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva? We mentioned this in passing on Daf Lamed Beis. That is machlokes. If someone, let's say for example, of a case where I stole someone's karka, and then there was a flood and it disappeared the karka. So it's in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, it's a piece of karka, and you owe the guy karka. So the guy comes over to you and says, "Oh, you owe me karka," and he says, and you have edim that you owe me karka. Is there a parasha Shavuos Eidus on that or not? That's called Mashpia Eide Karka. When it comes to Tavia of Karka, do you have the din? Now, in Svara makes no sense to be any different, by the way. But it's all in Droshes. So Gemara says, maybe that's the afghan between Rav Elazar and Rabbi Kiva. Mashpia Eide Karka, Rav Eliezer HaChayavim, you don't have a miyat. Rabbi Kiva, there's a miyat, a me'ela, peturim, and therefore me'ela tells you that even certain Tavia's mom in a potter. That's the machlaikas. So Gemara says, that's good. Rabbi Kiva holds that in fear of Eliezer, there's no shvuas hapakadon either there. There's nothing. There's no din of v'heishiv as exela could be on the whole karka. There's no tviya bechlal. So then we can't say that's an afkamini because he holds it never have a parish of carbon shvuas edis on karka. Rabbi Yechad Omar Hashem Mashbi Eidik Karka Fil Rabbi Eliezer Turim. What are you going to say? What's an afkamina? Ma'ikah Ben Eliezer Rabbi Kiva. He can be now Eidik Nas. Nafkamina will be Eide Knas, which means that we have a shy. We had a shiloh before. The pastor is talking about a little different case here. Eide Knas means we have Eidus that saw this guy's chayiv and bezed in a Knas. So that will be the Mafkamina. And really in Svar, that should also be part of Shavuos Eidus. Once bezed said yichayiv a Knas, really it's like money. But we're going to say that the Me'ela, according to Rabbi Akiva, is being Me'mayit Eide Knas. And that's the Nafkamina between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, if Yechayiv carbon Shavuos Eidus on Eide Knas. So that took care of Mandiyama number 2. Mandiyama number 3, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer. Vahu Eid Oiro'a Oyodo. And it's mashma, it's possible to have Eidus that saw and didn't know, or knew and didn't see. The only time it's possible, the Bryce is ever for, is only by mumin. Money, it's possible to see something without knowing what you're seeing. For example, you saw money passing hands, and that's what you're saying Eidus on, and sometimes that could be enough. Or is a case where you know that he owes money because he was Maida. Not that you saw it, but you know it. So therefore, basically said, it must be talking about money, because what else do you have? Oy ra yada. And I can't be talking about, for example, dinin and nefashos. So there you have to have both. You have to have yediyah v'riya. Omer apapala abaya. Lema basically less later of Acha. You must not hold over Rav Acha. Because when Rav Acha says, in regards to money, actually, the Tanya Rav Acha Omer, gomol ha'oicher bein ha'gamalim. A gomol that's kicking other gamalim. That's one pshat in Rashi. The other pshat in Rashi is that b'shas, when he's Zakitin and a Keva, who Nilcham and Maki Baraglo, he's kicking all the camels. And then afterwards, Venimta Gomel Horog would see they found next to him a dead camel. And the Shaila is, do you owe the owner money for that? You know for sure this one killed it, even though you didn't see it, because you saw him kicking. And then you saw this thing dead. So this is called a Yediyah Beloy Ria. So Halacha is you have to pay. So it says, basically, you must not hold the Rav Acha. Why? Because if you held the Rav Acha, you could find a case by dealing in the Fashos that you have a Yediyah B'loi Ria. What's an example of Yediyah B'loi Ria? We're going to bring that Amad Yomah who didn't make Misa for that, but we're saying if you hold the Rav Acha, you should have Misa. Let's just see it inside. The Yisrael the Rav Acha, but dealing in the Fashos, Namashkach, Slok, Rav Shimon, Ben Shetach, and Shaykh, to have a case of Yediyah B'loi Ria, like Rav Shimon, Ben Shetach, Tanya, Rav Shimon, Ben Shetach, Ero, Ben Chama. He makes a Shvua, he says, I shouldn't see the geulam le'risi, but I didn't see echot ros achaver lechur. I saw someone running after his friend to a destroyed house. I ran after him. Umetzasi sayif biyada. I found him with a sword in his hand. V'dam etaftef and blood dripping off the sword. V'harog mefarfer and the person dying in the throes of death. Amartli rasha mi harog lezeh. I ni oyata. Who killed him? Obviously, you killed him, right? I didn't see it. Amaesa, Shain Domach Mosviyoda. I can't kill you, I can't do anything to you because I didn't mamash see it. Shariam Rotaira, and also Mamon Aid also. Shariam Rotaira, Shnaim Aid, Shayim Yom Umasamais. Ela Mokam Yiframacha, I cause Baruchus take care of you. Omru Lazozum Shamach Nosh Nachash, till he died with a Nachash, with a snake. Umas got bitten by a snake, Umas, and he died. So we're saying like this, if you hold the work of Acha, so in the case of Rav Shimon ben Shetach, you would be Chayiv, you'll be able to say this because there's a case of Yediyah B'loi Ria. The Tosis is very bothered by this, by the way. Tosis says, what do you mean? Like, because you have a Raya Dinah Mamanus, you can use Oymed, you can use evaluations, you can say it by Dinah Fashos, who's Mehecha Tosis, that Tosis is Ramaskal De'i, is handling the Aces. Gemara could ask that Kasha Echanami. Because Gemara says, answer the question. Still, basically, this is fine. He holds a Ravacha. I feel the time is the Ravacha. Bishlam Yediyah B'loi Ria Shachsla. You found me a case of Yediyah B'loi Ria. El Ria B'loi Yediyah Mehecha Shachsla. How is it possible to have your Ria B'loi Yediyah? That's not possible. Because if you saw Reuven kill Shimon, Miloy Boy Meida im Oivichav Morag, you have to know that person. You can't just see. You have to know that person's a Goy or Yid. Im Oivichav Morag or Yishol Morag. Im Odom Treifa Morag or Yishol Morag. You have to know if it's Treifa or Yisholim. Now, Tosis, so the difference is you can't have a Ria B'loi Yediyah. Because a Ria is nothing until you have the idea. Now, Tosis points out, what do you mean? Every time you think you check the guy, you give him a physical before you see the Eidus? How do you know if the guy is a Shalom or a Trefa? Zok Tosis, Baram Tosis, Tema, Hazlin Basaruba, the Meritzech, the Akin, the Parakam Hulun, Gufam from the Parish of Meritzech, we die, they go Basaroyim, the Lechashin, the Mokim Saif, Nek of Hava Hava. The Shalom Tosis answer is the Mairik and the Ika Kamon, Chad Trefa, Chad Shalom. There's one Trefa, one Shalom sitting here. Talk later, you have to know which one he killed. So that's why you have to have a idea to know who it is, not just a ri'ah of someone killing someone else. So the Gemara's Tarot says, maybe you can hold of yediyah b'lei ri'ah. But ri'ah b'lei yediyah is not possible, and therefore, we know we're talking about Tvias Mammon. Zot Gemara, Shema Mino Kesavra Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Mashpia Eide Knas Potu. It must be that Rabbi Yisrael holds, this is like a new thing, a new thing, that we see from another deek from Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that we see he must hold that Eide Knas is Potu. The Yisrael Glili Chayiv, if he holds one of the Tfias Mamin, is being Tevea Mamin of Knas, for example, we have the Eidim who saw that Reuven was Ma'anis Leah, and therefore he owes Leah's father money. So that's a knas. Is that possible to have? Because it's not possible to have Re'iyah B'lo Yediyah there. These like the Chayev need the Yediyah B'lo Re'iyah Shekhan Lo. Maybe it's possible to have Yediyah B'lo Re'iyah, that you can have a Yediyah without a Re'iyah. But a Re'iyah B'lo Yediyah, Miloy Boy Meida, don't you have to know if you see it and you don't know? Don't you have to know if it's Nachris Baal, Basishra Baal? Who you is Baal exactly? Besula Baal, Bula Baal. The halacha of Knas, only by Besula, not by Bula. So therefore, it must be holds Eide Knas Potter because that's not included in his drasha of Oira Oyada, which tells you what happened that says you can have Yadiyah without real Yadiyah. That's not possible by the parasha of Eide Knas. So it must hold Eide Knas Potter, which we actually had a machlekes before, Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Lazar Pashas. So it turns out he holds, like Rabbi Kiva, that Eide Knas is Potter.